Oh my God, well, hello for I do this every time. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another Couch Cat stream. I'm Heisen. This is Crazy Phi.
Hello.
And tonight we're doing another stepping stream. This is our simple mode stream we do twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. US Eastern. And we started off just stepping and had nothing to talk about. Gee whiz, most of this community has nothing cool to say. Just kidding. I'm kidding. But we're back to our roots. We're stepping twice in 1 week.
It's a new
It's
record.
different. Yeah, it's a new record. New for 2023. We're just, we really want those carrots and the one balloon a week.
I just got Elite Node right before stream started.
I got a balloon right before stream started too, and I probably won't get one again. But let's say hi to chat real quick before we talk about anything else and forget. Oh, you know what?
Sure.
Here's some library music. Professional.
Professional.
We have Mamo here who should probably be asleep. Trevor, shout out to the first post. Who else? We got Bleep from Golden Arrows. Good to see Bleep. Oh my God. There's Couch Cat for the fourth. Wow, I was pretty good. Loch Ness is here. Honestly, I thought Loch Ness was MIA. I was about to call the dogs to go find her. Woo woof. TO's here. Shout out to YouTube mod TO. Shout out to also the artists for the first round of awards for the seasonal guild leaderboard. That's coming out soon. And Kuma's barking. James, good to see you, James. Keeban's here. Shout out to our actual mod who just torments me daily. Loon is back. This is Loon's second ever stream. Good to see you, Loon. Fred's here. Fred, welcome back. Another YouTube mod that quit the game but didn't quit. It's still up in the air, everyone. Mamo is still alive. She's saying hello. It's good. That's good. Narnia's here. Shout out to Narnia. Saw you in Global just a second ago. Good to see you. You didn't say hi to me in Global, so I was like, oh, maybe, I don't know. Maybe Narnia hates me now. Frizen is here. Frizen says, hey, thanks for keeping me company on my travels. Of course. Real quick, before I read any more, I'm opening up my party. Crazy Fi has a party already.
It's already full.
Okay. Well, mine is now open with me and Kimchurs. And if any one of our other friends are starting a party, we'll shout them out. Dagon's here. What's up, Dagon? Always looking good in our merch, you know what I mean? Which is coming. You know what? I meant to tell Crazy Fi, I'm ready to launch this new merch store.
Let's
So,
do it. Let's just do it.
yeah, so over the weekend, we'll probably make it go live. We'll post about it and we'll remind everyone Tuesday. Just in case anything breaks, and then you won't really need to know about it until the week. You know
We'll
what I mean?
sweep that under the rug real
Yeah,
fast. Be like,
oh,
oh, I never
jeez.
launched. We forgot. Whoopsies.
Yeah. Fred's playing Valorant. That's not a bad game, Fred. I don't know why you'd play that though, because you need to be a real gamer and you're not. Limits is here. Shout out to Limits, YouTube mod, longtime friend. Sent me the bomb as in my showcase. Couch Cat Kumo win soon, one day, when he can learn to speak human. Rosemi is here. Welcome to the stream, Rosemi. And Tio's here again saying, wow, set party with your ult is forbidden, Bison. I know it's against the rules, so I'm sorry. Shout out to Musta the Duolan is here. Okay, anyway, Crazy Fly, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I can't complain. Step in collecting mysterious carrots.
Have you gotten anything yet?
No, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? It's only Thursday. I'm a casual player.
Ultra casual. Ultra.
Well, what about you? Have you got anything?
I got the pet yesterday.
Already?
Yeah.
Did you buy the
no
nodes?
no I got the
How
pet.
many
it
steps have you done since the event?
it took everything. I don't know, how do I check that? Maybe I'll never be able to check. Wait, yeah, probably. I don't know.
You could
Anyway,
go look through the logs and the Couch Cat Discord server.
oh, I can. Yeah, I've stepped quite a bit. So I front loaded. I did Monday and Wednesday as heavy stepping days because I was working from home doing homework. And yeah, I was able to get the pet last night. It took everything I had though. Like it wiped me of carrots. I'm starting over again for the special. But yeah, glad to say, I was able to knock that out so quickly with a week left. I have no hope for the tools whatsoever. I
They're
am
gone.
yeah. They're yeah. So like I'm just tunnel vision on the special. What's attainable? The avatars are cool, but it's like I'm at the point where like Kiban made me an avatar and has only made me avatars, and like I don't want to like not use Kiban's artwork. So I'm like, eh, avatars. They look awesome, by the way, Red, who never watches the stream because they're not a real artist. They're just not here. They're a fake person. We don't know if they truly exist or not, but yeah, I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here again. I'm glad to see friends. I said this Tuesday, but I actually mean it. It's kind of weird to say, you know, like, ooh. Kimcher says, I keep telling Paizen to make a Kumo avatar. I will eventually. So I posted some pixel clouds in the art showcase, which is in the Discord server. So if you're an artist, if you're an artist and you like to post things, come to our Discord server, link down in the description, also available in game, and post your art. Zerno is a heavy hitter there, and myself, and Mammo, and a couple others.
As just real fast, Awesome DM'd me saying, "Hey stream, send me cheese if Crazy Five reads this on stream." So there you have it.
Who's sending cheese?
Awesome 118
to you
wants cheese. No, they just
okay. That's like begging, right? Can they get banned?
They posted in our Discord before. I think it's the same person who's the same person. Cheese, right?
Paizen is sweaty, says Mammo. Come on, Mammo. Limits created a stepping party. So if anyone needs a party right now, Limits has one rolling. Limits is in Couchcat, by the way, helping us complete task. We are we're changing the meta for retirement guilds. We do task now. Just tasks, nothing crazy. So if you're on the verge of, you know, retiring but still want some self-satisfaction, consider Couchcat. Because we're doing cat task. And Crazyfy, can you start a raid?
Ooh, yeah, actually, it's a good idea.
Let's and look, it. Now we're doing a raid.
Wow.
Wow.
Coming out of retirement, boss. Alex not really.
Alex is Paizen. Who's the new co-host? Yeah, I know. This guy who stole my mustache is over here. Shout out to Alec. Dagon says, been stepping pretty casually and got enough for a special. Yeah. Yeah, it's the drops feel pretty good. I will say the balloons were kind of iffy. Like, it took me so long to get 55, but also I wasn't stepping for 8 hours a day. I was stepping for like an hour to two. Toad,
you had like almost 900 steps on Monday. What do you mean? Just
let's
an hour?
Not let's not get in,
just
know.
An hour.
I'm trying to relate to the casuals
out here. Toast. Let me relate to them because that's who I am.
Toast says, "Howdy, Paizen. We doing profile roast today? Maybe, but I'm stepping, so probably not." Oh gosh, Russian name. Russian guild leader, more than likely, because they're saying
said,
the name.
Also came to listen and learn the language.
Okay, sweet. Shout out to the our Russian homies. Tio says almost 2.5k steps this week, Paizen. You need to chill. Oh, that's me. I thought you were about to brag about yourself. Ubi's here. Shout out to Ubi, YouTube mod.
Step speed. Thank you, cutie.
Yeah, shout out to that Alec person. Who is that dude? Who was like a guest twice last week and no one knew who he was.
I think I already worshipped him.
Kiban says, it's okay, you can chill me with other artists. How dare you, Kiban? Ubi, let's not say that out loud, okay? Let's not bring suspicion towards the stream here.
Oh yeah, I already worshipped. RIP.
Wait, there's worship?
Yeah, oh, worship gives you step speed.
Wow, oh shit.
It's a potion, though.
Who's the worship today? Chat, help me.
The last god gives you percentage for speed.
Oh, Balthazar?
Sure.
Oh my god, thank you, cutie. See, I know nothing about this game.
Ain't that true?
We need Limit says we need some color in the guild name. We are level 5 now. Ooh, we need like an orange, dude. We need like an orange. Some type of orange. That's all I have. That's my input.
Well, then you do it.
Okay, I'll do it. Can I do that?
Go. Yeah, couldn't you? You're co-lead.
True. I never really know what co-leads can do.
Whatever your heart desires, except kick the leader.
What about delete the guild?
Okay.
All right. Chat, I wanted to read this real quick because me and Crazyfy both have Easter egg boxes to read out loud, and we totally forgot last stream. So, party, give me like a minute. All right.
Oh, Lord.
The first Easter egg box I received says, "Love you, my chunky monkey." And that was Kimchers. So, thank you, Kimchers. Thanks for calling me a chunky monkey. Well, it's not the first, but whatever. Another Easter egg box I got was, "You smell, but not as bad as Casey says you do." And that's from Hot Dog. So thank you, Hot Dog. Then, and then Alex sent me one that is embarrassing as shit. And it says, "In this box is my little hearty warty." I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. "You've made it go ooh woo from day one and it's never stopped, heart."
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I just got an elite node.
I also got one.
Is lucky.
I also got one from our Russian friends saying the Russian Guild, and I'm pretty sure they're saying season two in it. So stoked on that. Another one I got, "Thanks for the content," from a random, you know, fan and friend. So I appreciate that. And then the first one I got was from Ubi, and it's pretty deep. And I'm pretty sure he's quoting something, and he says, "I got your picture. I'm coming with you, dear Pizen. Count me in. There's a story at the bottom of this bottle, and I'm the pen." Ubi X Pizen 2023.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
So I wanted to read that before I totally forgot. Cutie just sent me one. Cutie, ruining my street cred. Read the shit on stream, you little cutie. Motherfuck. I got. You know what I mean? One of the best mods in the world. Messing with me. Also a COD friend. A COD fiend. Every weekend we play COD in the Discord server. Yeah. Oh, you know what we need to talk about, chat?
What do we need to talk about?
Right now, yes. I mean, everyone knows season one of the seasonal guild leaderboard ended and we asked for feedback. Well, right now, the feedback is pretty empty. Thanks to everyone who's provided the feedback right now, or at least so far, we have 9 comments. We need a shit ton more. I see we have some more our Russian brothers in there, and we have Rain Factory, we have Cutie from Heaven Hell, we have Piccoli. I don't even know what guild Piccoli is from. And King Cows and Nauri and Bleep in there. I'm going to post the link to this thread. And so if you're new here and you're a fan, you've been a fan of the Seasonal Guild Leaderboard, we're looking for feedback. Read the rules before you post and we'll greatly appreciate it.
Ubi, I got the reference. Don't you worry. I got the reference.
I need to Google the like lyrics, quote unquote, or the line, so I can get it to you.
I'm surprised you never heard
it's
of it.
It's all
a popular
time
song.
Low.
Yeah.
Is it coffee shop fight or something? That's like hear me out. I never got into the all time low train. I only listened to their EP. All time low coffee.
Dear Maria, count me in.
Yeah.
The story. It's Dear Maria.
Okay. I've only listened to Coffee Shop soundtrack.
It's Dear Maria, isn't it? Yeah, it's Dear Maria.
Okay. I didn't expect that because
Dear Maria, Count Me In by All Time Low.
Ubi's like a metalhead, but maybe he's trying to bridge the gap with our podcast.
Yeah, see, he just confirmed Dear Maria.
All right, what else we got? What else we got here? So Alec is here. Yes, I finally read it.
All right, let me read mine then.
Yeah, go ahead and read yours, bro. I got to catch up on...
what is it called again? Easter egg box?
Yes, Alec, Coffee Shop soundtrack is the best album.
Oh, shit. All right, this one, just saying you lost the game. This one was from Maven.
Oh, you lost the game, huh?
Every time. This one was empty. Shoot, I can't even remember who that was from. Hold on, let me actually go to my notifications. It's probably a smarter idea to do it. Yeah, Maven was lost the game. Exposing all my notifications. Where?
Refresh your Easter egg box.
Oh, it was Andrew who sent the empty Easter egg box. And then
just
Hot
empty?
Dog sent, "You smell too, but not as bad as Pizen, and definitely not as bad as Casey."
What the heck? No, there refresh, we go. Refresh your inventory.
Oh, great. I got one from Pison. Peach Boy Squad. Ha, ha, ha. So funny. Ha, ha, ha.
I am a Peach Boy. Alan used to squat. I don't know what he does now. Yes. We have King Cows here. King Cows, I just read your Easter egg box. You missed it. I just read it out loud. Wait, King Cows, did you send me an Easter egg box? No, never mind. That was Hot Dog. That was Hot Dog.
Yeah, Hot Dog sent this.
Yeah, my bad. I got confused. Alec, can you hook it up with a bandy? Yeah, we got the Hot Topic manager in stream right now.
The number one Hot Topic manager of all Hot Topic stores.
Ubi, I have emo roots. All Time Low is definitely not emo, but I feel
they started. They started emo.
Shut the hell up, Crazy
Dude,
Five.
They are.
You were in
literally one of those bands, like fucking.
They've always been pop punk.
Green Day,
who's also pop, or well, Green Day's punk, well, was.
No, All Time Low had emo, and then they got popular and went pop punk.
Okay, I can never discuss this with Crazy Five because he doesn't get it.
Well, you're just wrong.
You got to gatekeep and make sure no one likes the music you like. And then, you know, listen to Midwest Emo. Dude, I watched the funniest. There's this, they're like Neopunk FM on YouTube.
Yeah.
And they go to like Cemetery. They go to like all these like crazy trap metal rapper shows and stuff. And like they just interview the fans. But they also did a mini like review of Midwest Emo. And they're like, why Midwest Emos have the worst fans. And it's hilarious. It's like all, you know, satire.
Yeah,
and it was so good, dude. They're like, and now for the greatest song that you know, a baby could make, and it played like American Football, which is like the de facto emo band for a while with Never Meant. And I was like, oh my god. And then he was like, I really like Midwest Emo because I love relating to my girlfriend that I had that one time in middle school. And I asked her out, but then some break happened, and then I never heard from her again. And I was like, oh my god, it's so fucking funny. But yeah, I sat there for an hour just watching them interview people at these crazy ass, like weird, like SoundCloud rapper shows.
Oh, dude. Was it in our Couch Cat Discord where we were dropping the shitty mumble rap, or was that just in our DMs? Do you remember that? Like all the shitty rappers that we kept sharing.
Oh, but music we love them though. We love them. That was in the Discord. Oh. Yeah.
Huh?
It was in the Discord.
It was in the Discord?
Yeah. Yeah, in general chat.
Little Xan and all that other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's clean now. He lost all of his money and he quit drugs. Oh, Alucard, what's up? Oh, Let It Rip, dude. That's the new Beyblade mantra. Motto? Saying? Chat, can I ask you guys something?
Chance.
Guys and gals, can I ask you, what's your thoughts on the Easter event right now? What's your general feel on the drops? The drop rate? You know what I mean? Is it going good for you?
I've already gotten two within less than an hour.
Yeah, I just got another balloon.
So, one before stream and one during stream, so I can't complain. Logan says it's not bad or good.
I'm going to Sick New World in May. Oh, that's Lochness.
Could be worse, says Loon.
Tio, you're joining the TPC Discord. You better not leave us for them. I swear. Keeban already did that shit. I can't handle another friend doing that to us.
Rizzon says carrots going crazy lately. Balloons seem ordinary. And James says untradeable mats are a headache. Are you trying to get rich from trading?
I am not going to make a fire rap track about my fanfic.
Yeah, Bleep, I agree. Tools were a definite spicy twist I enjoyed.
Tio says I didn't get any. Tio says I don't know, I don't play. Loon says could be worse.
I literally just read these, dude.
Oh, my bad.
Catch up.
What about Halloween event better? Did you read that?
Probably.
Okay, I'm caught up.
I read bleeps.
Tio says I'll leave for RuneScape or RuneScape Rain Factory.
Rain Factory.
Yeah, I said Rune Factory last time.
Yeah,
and because it's a game series. Right. It's a game series. It's like you build your farm and there's a dragon and you're like, you know, it's whatever. Untradeable mats are one of the best things to happen to events as Ubi. See, just, you know, I know Ubi is a huge proponent of it and sort of the old guard, so to speak, where events need to like change to be better. But I think even just the small, see, crafting was created and then this small little thing was added to the event where it's like, oh, by the way, this mat feeds into this rare tool, right? That's now limited. So it's, I think it's going to keep snowballing throughout the end of the year, where Mike keeps adding bits and pieces to. I mean, we'll definitely see it in the events, I believe. I don't know. I have no insider knowledge. I need to make more friends who. I need to like shake Yomu down, because I try to shake Ubi down and it doesn't work. He's been waterboarded too many times.
Cutie sent me an Easter egg box. It says, OCF, you're the only thing in this whole world that's pure and good and right. And whenever you are and wherever you go, there's always going to be some light. But I gotta get out. I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So you gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know, we'll both be so alone. So thanks, Cutie. Thanks, Bleep, for the boxes.
Disgusting.
Beautiful. It brings a tear to my eye.
King Gao says we got the new Discord logo from TO and it died. Toast says Rune Factory x Rain Factory. I know it's a collab, right? Nintendo's going to sue someone. Sentinel says, I'm here to chew bubblegum and devour souls. You all have none, so I guess I'm chewing gum. Sentinel, I would believe you, but no one can hear you when you use VC. So no one's afraid anymore. What else we got? Why you shake people? Loch Ness. Hey, are we... King Cows and Loch Ness are here right now.
Right now.
Are we still doing the fanfic read on the... What was it, the 13th? So next Thursday? Or was it next Tuesday? King Cows, can you remind me of our DMs when we're trying to, like, all four of us read that? Freaking Alec with the freaking troll. Frizen says, speaking of Neopunk FM, have you seen their latest vid, worst fan base bracket tournament style? I hate these guys. They are hilarious. No, I haven't. I just discovered them Wednesday. I watched all their latest, like, they did Suicide Boys. So the Suicide Boys concert. Yeah. I watched that one where they're just like everyone there. Cemetery with an S. That was hilarious. Like they're like in 10 years from now, do you think Cemetery is gonna be, you know, remembered as one of the, like, you know, the best or whatever? And this chick was just, at the very end, was just like, no, it's going to be effing cringe. It's already effing cringe now. And that's all, like, ends. Oh, my God, dude. They are so funny. I'm going to start watching them. And they also did a video with Pop Punk. Or, yeah, Pop Punk or Punk NBA. So, Finn McKenty. I love his stuff on YouTube because... He really revisited that MySpace era. So, like, the MySpace deathcore bands and core bands and, like, you know, Rise Records and all those bands in general. He revisits them one by one, or just that era. You know, he even covers, like, Broken Side and shit. You know, they could, you know, Broken Side walked so Lil Peep could run. So
Lil Peep could run.
So
Lil Peep could do drugs and die.
Yeah. So I love punk rock NBA. So
yeah, they're saying Cemetery they could do it right now.
Cemetery does go crazy. Cemetery's song, like Slaughterhouse, is like so weird. It's so weird.
I'm sorry, King Cows. We're just becoming friends. What the hell?
Loch Ness and King Cows can read the fanfic now. I don't feel like doing that. I'm stepping for the event. But how about next week?
They said, King Kyle's in chat said that Tuesday was canceled.
Oh. See, this is why, like, King Kyle sucks, dude. He always cancels on us. James, what am I supposed to read? I caught up. Oh, okay. You're talking about the fanfic.
Yeah. It's for Retirement Guild Pies and SMH. The rebranded.
The 13th. Crazify, do we have a hard date on when we're doing the award show?
Well, it was going to be Thursday the 13th, but we could push it a week out. I mean,
we could. Loch Ness, when are you available? Also, Alucard, are you here? Can you Roger up again? Can you say something if you're still listening? Or anyone from Beyblade? We need to get, guys, we need to get something rolling here for the event.
For the just need to start DMing people, ask them if anyone will be around for.
Yeah, we need to pick a date and DM leaders.
Yep. Guild leaders. Just be like, hey, do you want to represent your guild?
Yeah, Frizen, I mean, his comment section is just full of disagreement, but I respect him. I love his older stuff, mainly the MySpace stuff. He did a good one on Under Oath, which I'm from St. Pete, so like I saw Under Oath live all the time in downtown, like 10 minutes from my house. So State Theater, brother. Yeah, he's got some really good ones.
Hey, Loch Ness, I'm over level 10,000 now. Thank you very much. I'm on the grind of 50k. What can I say?
I can let it rip if you want. Thank you. Tio, can you just roleplay as Alucard? Alright, so we're going to do some mass DMs, okay? Oh wait, hold on. What is Loch Ness saying? Okay, Loch Ness is not feeding me information. Okay, so we're going to start DMing guild representatives because once we pick a date for the award show, we're combining the official awards being divvied out plus the community voting for the titles for the flex, right? Yep. So we're going to start DMing representatives from the guilds to either pop in the stream real quick to accept the official award and the titles themselves, I think, right? Like, basically, whoever's available during the segments, we'll try to pull. So, yeah. Once we DM you, if you can't make it as a leader, try to get like a co-lead or something to represent you guys. What's going on here?
What?
Oh, nothing. King Cows, did you send me an egg box?
I literally read. I read your Easter egg. I had it up there. It says you're my favorite.
Mammo sent me an egg box. It says, the comfy couch is Mammo's. Thank you for letting Mammo in this wonderful Discord server. I'll stay until you kick me off. LOL. P.S. Love everyone there, not only you, Pisy. That's good to hear. Mammo, I'm glad you found a home in our Discord server. I hope everyone here... Don't ever say never, but I'm glad... I'm glad you're here.
Dick!
And you gotta do that Couch Cat collab someday after your university days are over. If you're new here and you haven't joined the Discord server and you want a new home, you know, just look us
join
up.
Us and we'll judge you.
Yes. Like Limit says, like this video. I don't see these emotes, like the hand pink waving.
No, it doesn't.
James did one earlier and I was like, I don't ever see those.
Melon can't handle the fucking emotes on YouTube chat.
Eventually it's going to turn to when we're monetized and we can actually have emotes and stuff. We're not going to be able to rely on Melon's chat to know what's going on.
We'll have to learn how to actually do things without Melon.
Just
hire an expert.
Loon says, Discord server is fun. Yes, it is, brother.
Yeah, I saw you playing Epic MMO or whatever, Epic RPG. I need to get back into that. I died off on that one.
Cutie elbow cough. Mammo says, I can do. Oh, for the collab. That's sweet. Loch Ness says there's a big lag with Melon chat. Loch Ness, would say that's user error.
Just got refreshed.
Nerd. No, just kidding. Yeah, I'm excited. We, Crazy Fi and I have been fleshing out the awards or the award show coming up.
We're putting in Grammy level worth amount of resources into it. So prepare to be astounded. We're actually going to be on NBC.
No, we're not. We've conferred with XBI, okay? And XBI knows a thing or two about award shows, so to speak, or hosting an award event.
ABC.
Yeah, but everything's ready to rock. We just need to set a date and time. And hopefully get Mike on board to like ping it so people show up. Again, if you're new here, or maybe not even new here, but if you haven't left feedback for the season on Go Leaderboard, please do. Please do. Subs?
For real? Oh my god, we're climbing.
I'm gonna post the link again. How do I do that? Why is it like disappear? Okay, here we go.
Yeah, Pison said he would dress up into a tux for this one. So
no, I don't have a
tux. That would be pretty cool to watch, wouldn't it?
That's not... Stop lying.
You're right. He's going to wear one of Kimcher's dresses.
Yeah, I would fit right in with most of the Simple Mode community if I did that. Oh, got him. Okay, Hunt's here. Hunt, what are you doing here, dude? You're supposed to be like in a van somewhere.
He's sick.
Oh, he's sick? Sorry to hear that.
Sore throat and nose.
Sorry to hear that, dude. You should wash your hands.
Washing hands just makes your hands vulnerable to the next disease. Might as well just keep them dirty forever.
Loop says, with Epic RPG and Simple Mode, I forgot what sleep is. Uh-oh.
Yep. Welcome to the club.
Pison's all bathroom, not style.
Ooh! Another balloon.
Casey, you better take time off. Like, if it's a day you can't be there, you better just take time off. You don't need money, all right? Be homeless for a day.
Screw a job. That's not cool. You know what is cool? Coming to the Couch Cats Seasonal Guild Leaderboard Season 1 Award Show.
I'm going to make like a spoofy commercial for it for a YouTube channel. That'd be cool. With like no effort. I'm going to record myself for like 3 minutes and be like, have you heard the news? We have hosts like Ubi, who is presenting the awards on our behalf. We need to
find someone who people would think Mike would sound like, and then just get them to be Mike.
Ubi or Keeban. But then everyone has told me that Mike's accent is so thick.
Yeah, so, we just find someone who has a thick accent.
Isn't there voice coder?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, they have the AI models that could make you sound like Barack now, like, and Trump and Biden. Like, let's just do it for Mike. Fuck it. Someone get a recording of Mike's voice.
Yeah, Yomu could do it.
Yeah.
Yomu could do it. Toast, is there going to be a fan favorite Guild Wars Awards? I mean, it's a title, yeah. So like, I forget the name. I teased them, but there's like most lovable for a title or for a award to vote for. There's the villain. Yeah. There's, you know, pure, which is meant for PvE. There's the salty dog. There's the berserker. There's godlike. There's so many titles for flex, outside of the official awards that will make the voting fun. All right, see ya, Hunt. Feel better.
Oh, Wicked.
Is it one of the auto-read voices for Windows have an accent? Maybe.
Ditch the floating head. You don't need him.
How about Wicked, says Limits. Wicked, her accent's really not that deep.
You've heard her talk?
I played Phasma with her for like once.
That's right.
Before I got ghosted. Once we started Couch Cat, everyone ghosted me. From Fly. And I was like, maybe, you know, conflict of interest. But she was very fun to play with on Phasma. And they all told me the same thing. Mike's accent's so thick, I won't understand it. But you never know until you try. You know, you just never know.
You just have to listen to him talk for like several hours.
Yeah.
And then our brains will be able to decode.
Yeah. Mike, you're not allowed to log off Record, actually just record yourself throughout the day.
Yeah, just put your phone on this phone call for the whole day, please. We'll just listen in. Talk whatever you want to talk about.
When the dream, I think about this sometimes in the shower, guys. Like Mike goes to like some indie dev conference and invites Crazy Fi9 to go. We all just meet up for the first time.
I'd quit my job if that happened.
And it's like a booth.
I'd quit my job if that happened.
That'd be freaking amazing.
I'd be like, I'd tell my wife, I'd be like, babe, I'm internet famous now. I'm the trophy husband. Good luck.
Babe, we're going to PAX France. Babe, pack the bags. We're going to PAX France and meet Mike. Mamo says, imagine Mamo being an advisor. I mean, you obviously wouldn't have you wouldn't have a good position because you'd probably tell people like, oh, you should sleep, but you never sleep. You know, you're going to tell people to be like, you know, drink water, be healthy, but you don't do any of those things. You just do commissions back to back to back. James says, I have a thick Irish accent. If you don't want anyone to understand anything, you can get me to host it. All right, James. You know, I talked to Mo, and he sounded Irish to me. I never confirmed it, though. Hope he's doing well.
James' last name, I'm not surprised.
Oh, yeah. I have some Welsh in me, James. So are we, like, enemies?
Okay.
Tio says, I have a thick French accent. I wouldn't know, dude, because last time you joined, it was just like... like, that was it. That's all we could hear.
Hey, it was in a tornado, okay?
A French tornado. Cutie says, Novar has a thick southern accent. Get him on. No, Novar's a troll, dude. There's no way. I love having fun with him in Global, but I don't trust him anywhere near the show. King Cow says, we need to fundraise a trip for Mike to travel to London so I can interview him. For what? How would that help us, King Cows? Unless you did it on behalf of Couch Cat, which we know you won't, because you'll be like, oh, the step stop, everyone. Ooh, look, I'm pouring milk on myself. I'm spinning the wheel naked. Some shit like that.
Sounds like a fun time. Where do I find this out?
I'm surprised no one has made like a meat spin joke for King Cows yet.
Oh my god, dude.
Ubi says pies and
meat without milk in the shower. You want to get demonetized?
What do you mean? okay. Ubi says, I'm going to tell him. Go ahead, dude. I dare you. Pisy roasted Mamo. Get roasted on. You little marshmallow. That's what you should... Mamo, rename yourself to Marshmallow because you just got roasted. Oh, that was a good one. For instance, this big sleep doesn't want you to know the truth. Sentinel says, I have a very hit or miss New York Irish accent. I could barely understand you, Sentinel. We have to do something to fix your settings. There's got to be something we can do.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that one out.
James says, as long as they don't let you near sheep, you should be all right. You're confusing me for Hunt, dude. Loch Ness says, why make up fun... Oh, why make fun up the baguette accent? Why make fun up? Oh, of. Oh my god, Loch Ness. That literally freaking broke me, dude. That was like so off. Why?
You were really struggling on that
one. Look at this.
You were hard struggling.
Give me an F in chat for Loch Ness.
Hard struggles.
Give me an F in chat for Loch Ness, chat. This is why make fun up the baguette accent? That's a big F. All right, here, I'll start it. You got to be brave when you do these things. F. There you go.
Yeah, Pison is falling behind.
Chat. Where am again. I? I'm right here. F. It just loaded that. I seriously, it just loaded. So maybe Loch Ness has something. Because I see Loch Ness hit F, me, Mamo.
Oh. Streamlabs saw Pison.exe.
Oh yeah, I saw more. That. Alec, G is not F. This is why Elysium's falling down. You know what I mean? Like, this is the kind of shit that Elysium has to deal with from a guild leader. Sentinel, do not join in. Do not start the G shit.
It's too late. Yesterday, oh, God, I was laying in bed.
And I was what were you wearing?
Nothing.
Okay, that makes it work for me. All right.
I was like, oh, I feel like I'm forgetting something. I don't know. Like, it's a Wednesday night. I need to do something. There's something I'm missing here. What am I missing that I haven't completed? And I was like, oh, wait. Seasonal guild list. I don't have to worry about setting that up tonight. I'm good. And I was like, huh, that's a weird feeling.
Oh, because I did it?
No, because I'm so used to doing pulls and setting up the dashboard.
I thought you meant the guild name list.
No. Just the actual seasonal update.
It's kind of like a piece of you is like dead, you know? Like,
it feels weird.
Is this like LCS feels like in off season?
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm going to design a mock pixelated SMO CS jersey. Unless Keeban wants to do it, because Keeban coined the term. I don't know if Keeban does commissions anymore. Why is everyone... Stop it. It's over. Stop with the letter. We just got demonetized. Thanks, Cutie. Definitely not anything I said earlier. It's all on your shoulders. What I missed. Just ate breakfast. Oh, see you, Loch Ness. And yeah. You leave on that note. You know what? Muted for a year. I wonder. Okay, so I looked yesterday.
Okay.
And I was also looking Wednesday, and I was regularly seeing 600 plus players. I actually saw 666, which I was like, oh, someone's going to meme this shit. But I was seeing a lot of players with and without the tools. So I'm thinking. Something's working this time around for simple MMO.
Oh yeah, even with the tools, not there anymore. We're still having, I think, consistently higher numbers. So that's pretty cool. Bravo to Mike.
Yeah, it's probably us.
Oh, for sure. Every single one of those players. Yeah. Are here because of the seasonal guild leader.
Yeah, they still mold upon. Yeah, they're like, oh. There's this credible stream, blog, podcast. There's so many things that's so credible about CouchCat that Simple Mo has to be a game to play.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, I want to be a part of season two. We got to grind, guys. We got to grind. Yep. That's how it goes down.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's what we're here for.
Loon says, fun fact, all three of my names have six letters.
It's a lot of letters.
Bleep Bloop says, if you shout out them, Pison, they'll come.
That is true.
Shout out to all the new Easter players. welcome to the FaZe clan. Just kidding. There's somewhere out there, there's a player who thinks I'm actually in the FaZe clan because of Keeban editing my profile.
Well, it's unfortunate considering FaZe is going under.
Yeah.
Every other esports org.
The bubble has popped.
Yep.
It's a pretty good episode. If you listen to Travis Gafford's Hotline League for LCS, it's a very good episode right now. Steve from Team Liquid called in. Did you know, Crazy Fi, Steve grew up in Leesburg, Virginia, which is like...
Really?
X amount of minutes for me. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's a Leesburg native, and he freaking built an org.
That's pretty cool.
Sentinel. Alright, so how many of you are convinced to join the CouchCat Guild right now?
Oh, I am, for sure.
Let me check if there's any guild requests. I like checking this in game. Oh, we have one guild request? Hell yeah, brother. Come on in, BD2500. Get your ass in here and start killing NPCs. It's a beautiful day.
LCK better than LCS. Yes, that's
pretty fair, yeah.
Yeah, the casters alone make LCK great.
Do you remember when... I caught the tail end of this, but do you remember when it was X-Smithy, or not X-Smithy, but Papa Smithy?
Papa Smithy.
LS.
Yep. Atlas. And, yeah, Atlas. Another one. Yes.
But by guess far.
What?
Papa Smithy has hired LS as a creator for FlyQuest.
Oh, really?
So it's like coming full circle. Yeah. Nice. Obviously, it won't be them casting together, which was amazing, but they're still like, you know, they'll be in the realm together.
Yeah.
Toast says, for every one simple MMO that exists, there are 10 complex MMOs. It's to the point that simple MMOs are endangered. Please donate to your local simple MMO fundraiser and help simple MMOs.
Yes, indeed.
Toast says, Rain Factory for life.
That's fair.
It is fair. I joined their Discord server. They're actually more unhinged than I thought they would be.
I mean, what guild isn't, though?
I know. Once you, like, get into the Discord server, you're like, oh. I have new Easter egg boxes. All right, from Bleep. Spent 15 diamonds for this just to say get good, Bleep 2023. Bleep, if you're here, god dang it. Oh, yeah, you are here. Alex sent me another one saying, Paizen in dress is ultimate RuneScape GF. Ooh, ooh. It's good to see my RuneScape joke. My RuneScape GF joke has, like, outlived my popularity. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I've peaked, but people still talk about that joke when you think of, like, Cutie or Kin. I think so. Isn't life complex enough, says Loon? I know. But luckily, these step streams are very not complex, if that makes sense.
Relaxing.
Anti-complex?
Therapy for the day. Simple.
Dude, so back in the day, so we're averaging around 2025 here, which, I mean, for simple MMO, I guess that's like
huge.
We're basically the next, like, Ludwig, but
yep, facts.
Back in the day, only like 9 people would watch this.
Or like 3 to 7.
Yeah, 3 to 7. So it's just, we'll take it. Honestly, we'll take anything, but it's just really fun to see that there's people here who are just stepping and chilling.
Yeah, it's pretty wild the amount of growth we had. Like, oh my god, 472 subscribers? Like, yeah. Insane. I don't know. Never would have thought that we would have gotten this far. That's for sure.
Our VODs do really well, which surprises me every time.
Yeah, I know.
I always saw them popular because many people wave, but no, it's just Task. I honestly wanted to start doing that. I wanted to start commenting on people's profiles and being like, I waved at you, but not because we're friends. Like, can you imagine how fucked up that would be? I might start that. Mamo has to go. Well, Mamo, thank you for your time. We'll see you later in the day. I think. We'll see you when you're awake for, you know, 15 hours a day. Because you sleep for like 2.
Thanks.
Is that math? Limit says, I legit look forward to the streams. I know you do, Limits. And we still need to talk about Most Valuable. Still need to have you on.
I'm ready for a nap.
Sentinel says, I just DM'd the random people who waved me all paranoid. What?
Just be like, what's up? Everyone wave at Sentinel now.
Goodbye, Mamo. Kimcher says, you didn't DM me. Limit says, envy old news. So true. If I was to jump on, would be 2.
25-7 for life.
Frozen, I wait, but not because we're friends. Got that kiss of death. It's kind of like, Frizen, I don't know if you listen to, like, Fozzy or, 93 Feet of Smoke, but Alec and I do, and they have a song, and, there's, like, a lyric in 93 Feet of Smoke, is like, it's so nice to meet you, can't wait to effing cut you off, you know, or cut you out, and it's like, yeah, that's a vibe for online friends, you know what I mean?
I need to go listen to some Midwest emo now.
You wouldn't even know where to start, dude. You'd probably say, like, all-time lows Midwest emo, and I'd
You're out of your freaking mind, dude. They're like Southern.
Shut the hell up, dude.
They're Ubi Southern.
Says, Ubi says, Pison, would you leave Couch Cat Guild for 10 billion? Yeah.
He'd do it for 2 gold coins.
Please. I would take 10 billion.
This man's the biggest sellout ever.
And then rejoin and reinvest the 10 billion into Couch Cat. And then no one would ever trust me in deals again.
And then I will be embezzling.
Honestly, I've thought about, especially for the seasonal guild leaderboard, I've thought about being a mercenary to help like my favorite guilds in the leaderboard temporarily. I've never left Couch Cat though.
So that is conflict of interest.
Is it?
You're Damn. Running the seasonal guild leaderboard, yeah, and you're going to go join them.
I'm not changing. I'm not changing like data. I'm not doing anything. I'm literally just going to do tasks like I do now.
It's a good thing no one caught me changing the data, so you know.
Okay, yeah, they're focused on me, but they don't actually know that Crazy Jokes. Fives.
Jokes, unless you got $20. Jokes.
So says Cutie sent me here. I was about to sleep, Pison. Soph, thank you for coming here. Can you just like the video, Soph, and then go to bed? Is Cutie advertising for us? Oh yeah, Cutie is freaking amazing.
Aw, shucks, Cutie's the best.
We gotta at least have one new Easter person. Soph is not new though. Soph, are you still writing that book? It's been like forever since you DM'd me.
Tio's saying he would leave for 10 bill.
Ubi says no, you can't rejoin ever. What the hell? What am I supposed to do?
Thanks, Soph.
I think Tio, that's respectable. Tio always has a price. I mean, his price for the award art was free. So there's the ceiling can only go, you know, I mean, he's already rock bottom, so you can. Yeah. Cutie says, okay, so Nochan actually did quit. I haven't checked up on his profile in a while.
Oh yeah, he's quit. And got on to bigger and better things or something.
He quit, but not before changing his name to Follower of Hadu. I think his name has been that way for a while. How come I can't see when he was last online? Oh, 1 week ago.
Oh, so he just... I thought he quit earlier.
I'm your 12th like, sis, so thank you, Soph. Hey, everyone, can you please like the video right now? We're all friends here.
16? 15. 15 likes. Video.
I do appreciate everyone leaving likes, by the way.
Drawing pixel art and painting walls.
Tio says, Cutie is banned advertising global. What a shame. Toast, I will not address the troll. I know what you're trying to get. You're trying to get that. Profile roast? No. I'm stepping, dude. I will profile. I have a whole list still of roasts to do. Tio says, someone said I shouldn't accept commissions under 9 bill. Well, luckily we got you for free for that one time. I'm sorry, Pison. I wrote some more, but I've been drawing pixel art and painting walls. Oh, wait. You just read that, Crazy Five.
I sure did. It's like you're behind again. What a classic.
Hadu follower here. And now they all have new blobs. Mamo has unleashed hell into Simple MO with her like mini animal in a blob. So it's like Hadu, I've seen. Kevin has one. Amo Bro has one. And a couple others. So if you can post your art in our Discord in the art showcase if you want.
Or a self-promotion if you're doing commissions.
Oh yeah, or self-promotion if you're doing commissions. That's right.
Yep.
This game needs more snowman avatars. I guess everyone has their their weird thing they care about in Simple and Mo. Fred's pumpkins, which I align more to pumpkins because I'm a fall kind of guy. So Fred's got pumpkins.
Definitely more swords. This game needs all the swords possible.
Oh, God.
Every sword you could think of.
Was that duct tape or ramen? I keep forgetting.
Duct tape.
Dude, rest in peace, duct tape.
And
rest in peace, ramen. Because I only saw ramen once this week. But he quit too, supposedly, temporarily. Duct tape, definitely quit. And I think, dude, is ice gone? Is ice gone again?
Duct tape? Let's look at duct tape. Duct tape was on 5 hours ago. So there's that.
Oh, so he just quit. He quit being social. Toast sent me an Easter egg box saying, I waved, but not because we are friends. TM that shit.
Trade ice was on yesterday.
Okay.
No, I would not want any swords in this game ever again.
Dagon, don't you freaking dare, dude. Don't you freaking dare bring that in this chat.
I don't
want scissors in game? I mean, it could be like Glenn. Or Gwen. Yeah. Gwen from LOL.
League of Legends.
I liked playing Gwen.
She was interesting.
Who's ice? Oh, Ubi's Vendetta right there.
Yeehaw.
Wait, what happened? Where are we? Sentinel, are you okay? We never got an answer on when we're reading this fanfic. I know, I guess Loch Ness is going to check her thing. Oh,
well, the answer was we got to schedule the award show first.
Yeah. Okay. So she chose at 7:30. She said April 13th, she's free. So if we push the award show to the 18th or 20th,
that gives us more time to be efficient. Official looking.
Gives more time for votes.
Votes. Time for votes. Time for scheduling. Notifications. So everyone could call out sick that day.
Yeah. Soph posted a frog charm. It's beautiful. It reminds me of like Animal Crossing frogs.
Ooh, I gotta check that out. Where can I see that?
It's in our Discord server. There's a link down below in the description. And also, if you're new here and you ever want to find out more about CouchCat and you're in game, go to the community tab, go to podcast, even though we're not a podcast, we're more than that, and click any of the links below.
Wait, you're telling me if I go to community and the podcast, you'll find CouchCat here?
Yeah, I know. It's
wow.
Insane. It's super insane.
That's us right there. And our links? What a soft toss that was.
Tio says more time for ads. Advertise awards again and again. I know. We're still trying to get S1 feedback, and I see none of the top guilds giving us feedback. I don't see Alucard or anyone from Beyblade in here. I rarely see Golden. I don't even see Ace from Golden Arrows or Aged. Cutie is the only heaven in hell, but Cutie was mainly roasting people, so maybe that's why a lot of people haven't posted in here, because they got roasted. I'm not really
sure. Afraid. They're like, oh my god.
Yeah, Cutie's
like, we want to get roasted.
Cutie's like, stop being a picklehead. but yeah, I we're missing Dagon. Dagon hasn't even given us anything. No one from Wolfblood is in here. It's like pulling teeth trying to get people to give feedback sometimes.
It's all right. That just means we're perfect.
Oh, you know what? I've never thought about that. Oh,
yeah.
We are freaking perfect, dude.
Absolutely perfect. Nothing wrong with us.
So says, I'm from Rainforest.
Oh, bleep. Says
Rain Factory?
Rip from GA.
Like Rain Factory or is Rain? Yeah, okay. So if you scared me for a second, I was like, there's another Rain Guild? Bleep Bloop says, I'm the representative of Golden Arrows.
Dagon says he's giving thumbs up and thumbs down. So there we go.
Oh, thanks, Dagon. Can you Hey, Dagon, can you answer this real quick? Does Dazed even know this thing exists? I was talking to XY about this, and I was trying to figure out what realistic probability there is that half of the guilds on this leaderboard don't even know this is a thing. Like, the leadership of the guilds. So, Dagon, have you ever... I'm interested to know if you and even other people like Cutie and stuff and Bleep and Ace, who's not here right now, but, like, have you gone back to your guilds to be like, hey, this is going on, by the way. Pretty cool. I don't know. I'm interested to know.
Has this motivated you guys to do anything at all? Are we just doing this for the shits and giggles?
Soph says, I left Forest for Rain Factory.
Well, there's your answer.
Dagon says, we post about it in our guild Discord. Thanks, Dagon.
But I don't think he actively follows it.
But I don't think he actively follows it. All right, Daze, you suck, dude. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Dagon can represent... Yeah, Dagon can represent Wolfblood for a ward show. Either in chat or in VC. Korean Princess says, time check. All right, a couple more minutes. Just a little bit more. Dark has essentially quit the game, cutie. She's quit, like, online. I think I see less and less of Dark as every day. I
haven't seen her talk much in the Discord lately.
Yeah. She said eventually she would just, like, fade out. It was, like, very dramatic.
Thanks, Toad. And one extra step. I appreciate that.
Oh, I just got carrots, so it was worth it. Teo says, I'll bring that up to my guild, too. Teo, you're inner...
Yes.
Dude, Teo always freaking. Yeah. Dark is really cool, but I think it takes a mental toll on her when she breaks the rules and then tries to cover up that she doesn't break the rules. I think it's just like this mental churn that she constantly goes through. Alright, I'll decommission the party so I can focus on the outro. James, thank you for joining the party again. And Musta, thanks. I don't know if you're watching Musta, but please like the video if you haven't already. Thanks for the bar. I'll wave to him because I can say goodbye to James here. And I don't know if Musta's here or not, so I'll wave to him.
Musta.
I love his avatar.
What is it?
It's, was it the Dola? I don't even know how to say it correctly. Dolan, whatever. The Headless Horseman kind of dude. But also, I think of Dorarara, the anime where, like...
Oh, I see it.
Celti on the motorcycle.
The Dullahan?
Dullahan, yeah. There you go.
Musta the Dullahan is literally his name.
You're worse than me, so I can't even trust, like...
I'm worse than you? Listen, than you? Dude,
guys, I'm getting the party warning. There are players in this party using the same device or network. Oh my god, dude. Like, get out of here.
Banned.
I've never played a game where I have to confirm I have a wife. Yeah, I watched that guild leaderboard, you know, weekly guild stats video that just came out, by the way, and you fucked up so many names. It was like, oh god.
Dude, I was struggling through those names.
All right, let's read what we got so far in chat, and then we'll call it.
All right. It's nap time. Everyone grab your pillows.
Frizen says, we getting hyped when the updates to the leaderboard get posted. Screenshots getting shared in our Discord. It's a fun thing, firstly, but a good motivation also. That's what we like to hear. So please, if you have feedback, provide it in our Discord server. Otherwise, we're perfect. You know what I mean? Bro, I'm not a weeb, but like that anime's been out for like years, okay? Like, I can watch anime years
weeb
ago.
Weeb alert.
Yeah, you actually spelled it out, T.O. I could have got away with it. All right. So that will for Thursday's stream. Thanks again for everyone who's here, who stuck it out, who's hanging out with us. I won't have a mustache for next stream, Sophie. In the fall, maybe sooner. I'm not sure. If Crazy Five keeps his mustache, I'll grow one. But yeah, it was a good time. Like the video, please. I'm going to say it again for the outro because, I mean, I don't know what else to say. But good to see everyone. We'll see you. The next time we'll see you is Tuesday. We'll have it scheduled out on the website. We're going to continue to set throughout the event. Crazy Fi, do you want me to look for some guests to hang out with us?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Doesn't hurt.
We can do that. Screw it. It's going to be a chill month because in the back end we're actively working on the award show for season one good leaderboards, so just know we're doing our best here, but we're perfect, so we're not working too hard. James says, when COD stream? The streams are generally either Friday night or Saturday night around like 8:30 US East, roughly. It really depends who's free, who's available, but I'm usually on that time. And it's always a good time.
It's in Discord. It's not on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on
just hanging out.
Just internal to Discord. So if you're not there, you're missing out. But yeah, so we'll see you Tuesday. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone. Otherwise, we'll see you in global chat. We'll see you in our Discord server. Please keep in mind, we're looking for feedback here for the Seasonal Guild Leaderboard. Stay hyped for the award show. Go to your guilds. Tell your guildmates what's going on. Get your representation for when the day finally comes in a couple weeks. And then also, if you're a huge fan of TPC, King Cows and all of his friends, Sentinel, Raisama, Loch Ness, all of them, we'll be reading that fanfic out loud to everyone's disappointment. But yeah, that'll do it. I'm Pizen. That's Crazy Fi.
Yep.
And please like the video, subscribe if you're new here, and head on over to CouchGuyPod.com for more Simple Mill content. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What does Corsk say? No, just was lurking. Haha, LOL. Are you sure those are your final words, Corsk?